The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Everybody, I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. We got a lot of basketball to talk about, a lot. High school and college, girls semi-states, it's all coming up in the next hour. Right now, though, the man with everything you possibly need relative to scores on a busy Saturday night, the star of our show, Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, you are the best. There is a lot to get to in the next 4 minutes, and we'll start with girls semi-state. We know who's coming to Indianapolis for the IHSAA girls basketball state finals, and here they are. Beginning in Class A, Frankfort semi-state, Marquette Catholic advances. They beat Clinton Central by a pair. Final was 72-72 advanced. They will meet Lanesville, who in the New Albany semi-state took down North Central Farmersburg 68-33. In Class 2A, Fort Wayne Bishop Lures punched their ticket to Indianapolis, defeating Andrean 49-36. Lures with a football state title back in the fall. They head back to Indy here in the month of February for the state finals. And their opponent, Brownstown Central, who demolished Eastern Hancock 45-29. Now, Eastern Hancock did have to beat Sheridan in overtime 62-54 to get to that game. The only overtime of girls semi-state today, but Brownstown Central handled the Royals to move on. In Class 3A, Norwell all over Bremen 64-20. Their opponent for next weekend, Gibson Southern, who handled Danville 63-48. And in Class 4A, Lake Central topped Noblesville 52-36. It was Lawrence Central over Center Grove on the other side from Southport 53-40, which means your state final matchups for next week. The Battle of the LCs, Lake Central takes on Lawrence Central in 4A. Norwell matches up with Gibson Southern from 3A. 2A will have Fort Wayne Bishop Lures battling Brownstown Central. And in Class A, it's Marquette Catholic against Lanesville. NBA All-Star Weekend, it is concluded. Team Pacers won the NBA Skills Challenge to begin the night, and it ended with a Tyrese Halliburton half-court shot.
Miles Turner left of the mark, 23 seconds to go. Shot in the air goes! Tyrese Halliburton holding the pose with 20.5 seconds to go. And the hometown team has done it again. Team Pacers are your champs.
Mark Kestisher on ESPN Radio. Ben Mathurin, a part of that Skills Challenge win, along with Halliburton and Miles Turner. Mathurin leaving the weekend a champion. He won the NBA Rising Stars Challenge yesterday. He talked on ESPN Radio.
It's amazing. It's a great feeling, especially in Indiana. Doing it for my hometown now. So it's a good experience. I'm going home undefeated.
He is going home undefeated. As for a little bit later on in the evening, Damian Lillard won the three-point contest for a second straight year, and the dunk contest champion again, back-to-back years. Mac McClung, who was playing in the G League with the Orlando Magic, he outlasted Boston's Jaylen Brown to win it. McClung, the last dunk, he jumped over none other than Shaquille O'Neal and threw it down behind his head, reverse style, to cap off the dunk contest. College basketball today, it was number 23 Indiana State falling to Southern Illinois 74-69. Sycamores have lost back-to-back games since being ranked in the top 25. For the first time since 1979, they fell to Illinois State on Tuesday. Number 17, Creighton got past Butler 79-57 at Hinkle. Dogs beat Creighton on the road, lose to the Jays at home. Purdue-Fort Wayne over Detroit Mercy 83-69. It was Oakland crushing IUPUI 107-59. Missouri State took care of Valparaiso 82-74. Miami of Ohio, the win over Ball State 80-59. Cardinals are 12-13. And Little Rock defeated Southern Indiana 82-62. Other scores of note in the top 25 in overtime: Iowa beat number 20 Wisconsin 88-86. Top 5 matchup in the Big East: number 1 UConn 81, number 4 Marquette 53, and number 22 Kentucky defeats number 13 Auburn 70-59. College basketball tomorrow: Purdue at Ohio State at 1. 3 o'clock, Indiana hosts Northwestern. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Don't forget to join Greg Rakestraw and me tomorrow, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, for the IHSAA pairing show live from the IHSAA headquarters. Tonight, high school basketball. Silver Creek over at Court in Central, 69-53 from WKLO. David Deaton on the call of this game. David, thanks so much for the call. Very impressive win for Silver Creek tonight.
Yeah, tough loss for the Panthers this afternoon. Silver Creek and Corydon Central went back and forth in the first half, and the Dragons led 29-25 at halftime. But the third quarter, Silver Creek kind of pulled away a little bit, actually got the lead out to 10 there in the third quarter. But Corydon fought back. They got it down to 44-38 going into the fourth. But Silver Creek got Corydon in foul trouble the entire second half, and in that fourth quarter, the Dragons showed why they're a 74% shooting team from the free throw line this year. They made 17 out of 18 in the fourth quarter and did a lot of that with their young guys. Really a team that's got a lot of good sophomores and a couple of good freshmen as well. So they end up pulling away late. It was a pretty close game throughout, but that 17 of 18 at the free throw line ended up making a big difference, along with a 34-20 margin in the rebounding in favor of the Dragons today. So Silver Creek gets the win, and Corydon Central falling at home in their final home game of the season today.
Silver Creek, 69-53 winners over Corydon Central from WKLO. David Deaton. David, thanks so much for the call. Have a great weekend. I'm sure you're listening. We're watching tomorrow. I'm thanking you in advance for doing that. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. We'll be tuning in tomorrow for the pairing show. Have a good broadcast.
I appreciate it. Let's talk with J.B. Neal from Bloomfield. Bloomfield tonight, 55-37 winners over Eastern Green. Coach, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on an impressive win.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. These wins right now, this time of year, are important for a number of reasons, not the least of which is trying to gather some momentum or maintain some momentum as you get ready to get into the tournament. So these are big, big wins.
Yeah, you're just trying to take like I tell the kids, let's take a nugget from each game that we can use, you know, in a sectional and look to get better, and that's what we've tried to do here down the stretch.
All right, so tell me how you do this tonight. Sounds to me like you probably went out there, you have to be happy with what you did defensively to start with.
Yeah, defensively we were solid, as usual, I think. But we were a little more balanced tonight. We had some kids make some shots. They came out and a little junk defense on Blake Neal, and some other kids stepped up and, knocked down some shots. And I think, we were up 20-5 at the end of the first half. And that was just from, you know, not our leading scorer. Mm-hmm. He only had two in the first quarter. Everybody else was doing their thing.
Well, you know what? He stepped up when he needed to. Shows you what kind of player he is.
Yeah, then they had to switch defenses, and then, he kind of went to work and had a solid game, but he didn't force anything and got everybody else involved. And, guys are getting better, and that's what it's about. We play a tough schedule, we believe, and, it prepares us for the sectional every year.
All right, so, I know you guys are probably going to have some watch party tomorrow, get excited about that, but the turnaround, who do you play next weekend to wrap it up?
Well, we have a makeup game Monday with North Knox. We got snowed out on Friday, so we're going to play them Monday. And then we finish up with Bar Reeve, a very good Bar Reeve team there on Friday. So we got, one more home game and then go on the road to Bar Reeve. So be a great test for us.
Bloomfield, good solid win tonight over Eastern Green, 55-37. J.B. Neal, thanks so much for the call, and good luck next week.
All right. Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Fort Wayne Bishop Lures, big win, 55-30. They beat Belmont tonight. Coach Coughing, 63-58 win over Belmont. Sorry, can't read my own writing. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, we gutted it out today after playing last night at Northside, and we were at Belmont, who's having a great year.
And
we overcame a lot of adversity and got that W.
In case you hadn't already, I'm sure this win gets the attention of a lot of people. This got my attention. I sent you that text as soon as I saw the score because we talked last night. I know it's a short turnaround. These guys have won 18 games. They're really good. So you got to be thrilled with how your kids played tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Belmont's, like I said, having an outstanding year. They really only go about seven deep, and six of those guys are seniors that have played pretty much their whole lives together. And they had a kid go off for 42 against us out of their 58, Schumann. And I just thought, you know, we're going into their gym. The whistle wasn't exactly on our side. And
right.
we kind of overcame a lot of those things. We had our two best ball handlers and probably overall players foul
right.
out with about 3 minutes to go in the game, and we still held on to the 5-point lead, so that was really good to see.
Coach, hang on through the scoreboard update if you can. I want to talk more about this game if that's okay with you.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Here's the game plan for the next 45 minutes. This update, we're going to wrap up the college basketball scoreboard. Tell you all about high school basketball girls semi-state at 11:30. Then at 11:45, we'll tell you all about All-Star Weekend, what's coming up on your Sports Sunday. All right, 11:15, college basketball. IU Kokomo defeated IU Southeast today. That's a final of 75-65. Indiana Wesleyan over Mount Vernon Nazarene in big fashion, 110-78. St. Xavier crossed past Holy Cross, 65-57. It was Marion 84, St. Francis 75. Huntington edged Spring Arbor 80-76. Taylor took care of Goshen 67-54. Roosevelt over IU South Bend today 78-65. It was Indiana Tech 69, Lourdes 65. Gray 72, Bethel 62. And St. Ambrose beat Indiana Northwest 76-65. It was Wabash by 10 over Worcester 91-81. DePauw crushed Hiram 89-67. Calvin over Trine 73-66. And Uindy got the win over Illinois Springfield 82-72. As we told you, Indiana State fell to Southern Illinois 74-69. Sycamores back-to-back losses since being ranked in the top 25. Lost to Illinois State on Tuesday. Number 17, Creighton handled Butler at Hinkle 79-57. Dogs beat Creighton over in Omaha earlier this month. It was Purdue-Fort Wayne all over Detroit Mercy 83-69. Miami of Ohio over Ball State 80-59. Missouri State got past Valparaiso 82-74. And it was Little Rock beating Southern Indiana 80-62.
Welcome back, everyone. Seth Coffing from Fort Wayne Bishop Lures rejoins us. Lures beats Belmont 63-58. Coach, you got to be mentally tough to beat a team like this at their place. This sounds to me like two senior-laden teams just slugging it out tonight.
We're actually not. We're pretty young, actually. One of our seniors did step up and probably had the best game of anybody. Wes Javens was 16, but our key players are mostly juniors, actually, and we're
even
a lot
better.
Of we can overcame that, like I said, and
right.
You know, two road games in about a 14-hour period. Pretty cool to see our guys execute that down the stretch.
Absolutely. Tell me who plays well for you tonight, Coach.
Like I said, Wes Javens has probably had the game of his career. He doesn't typically
right.
score that many for us. He finished around the rim. He had 16. Danny Kelly, junior, 6'6", junior, started off on fire with 3 threes in the first quarter. He ended up with 11 total. And then the Truesdale twins, Draylen had 15 and Darion had 10.
Who do you wrap it up with next week?
We go to New Haven on Tuesday, and then we finish up with Carroll on Friday. Both of those
wow.
games are away. So no joke as far as the schedule finishing up here.
Great way to finish. Seth Coffing from Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. Lures on the road beats Belmont 63-58. Coach, thanks so much for the call. Congratulations on a great weekend and good luck next week.
All right. Appreciate you, Bob. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Joey O'Rourke, the voice of the Indiana State Sycamores, joins me. Bad news for the Sycamores. Southern Illinois beats them 74-69. Joey, thanks so much for the call. Tough loss again. Second one in a row for the Sycamores tonight.
Yeah, absolutely it was, Coach. Again, apologize for last night. I don't get many Friday nights off, and you had texted me. And
right.
for some reason, I just decided that it was time to fall asleep a little bit early on a Friday night. So,
well, I'm glad you weren't driving. So,
yeah, but you're right. Back-to-back losses, first time this year. And, you know, honestly, a bad week to have a bad week after getting back into the AP Top 25 for the first time in 45 years since Berg was at Indiana State. Tuesday night, the way Indiana State lost, I know Coach Schertz was, you know, very disappointed in the way they lost with the effort and the focus. Didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but it was really on the defensive end that Indiana State didn't have it on Tuesday night. Then tonight, the competitive edge and the bite was back to this Indiana State team. Had a 13-point lead in the first half. Southern Illinois cuts to 6 at halftime, and then late in the game, back and forth. The two teams went. Robbie Avila hits a big 3 with 2:01 to go, with Indiana State down 66-64, makes it 67-66, and then Kennard Davis hits a huge 3 at the other end to put Southern Illinois back on top. You know, tough loss, a tough environment to play. Indiana State, 16 turnovers in the game, and you look at it, it was 17 points off those turnovers that Southern Illinois capitalized. That's a big, big part of the basketball game tonight.
You know, to go back, I think you're right. You lose at home, that's a hard one. You know better than I. Winning on the road in the Valley is never easy, especially Southern Illinois. It's a tough place to play. And so that's why it's important, obviously, to defend the home court. And you bring up a great point. Part of the issue here is a couple of things. One, need to shoot the ball better, need to take better care of the basketball. And these are things that they've been doing extremely well most of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct. And, you know, talk about the way they shot the ball throughout most this year. For the longest part of time, Indiana State was a 42% three-point shooting team. Now, is that an uncharacteristic, unrealistic thing to do throughout a year? Yeah, probably you could say so. But over the last 5 games, I don't think Indiana State's as bad of a shooting team as they've shown over the last 5 games, just 28% from beyond the three-point line. But a big key tonight, too, Coach, is no Jason Kent. He left the game on Tuesday night with a concussion. He's going through progression right now. Didn't play tonight. So that's a big key cog out of the lineup for Indiana State.
Right.
But still had a chance to win it on the road tonight, but just unfortunately unable to do that. Now you got to bounce back and go to Valparaiso on Wednesday. Roger Powell has that team playing much better. Cooper Schwieger, a kid that's up for, you know, freshman of the year in the Valley, had, I think, 23 or 24 points today on the road at Missouri State. And then Isaiah Stafford, who is a transfer from John A. Logan, who is an absolute gem of a player. Not going to be tough. It's not going to be easy up in Valparaiso on Wednesday.
Not at all. Tonight, the Indiana State Sycamores lose at Southern Illinois 74-69. Joey Rourke, the voice of the Sycamores. Joey, thanks so much for the call. Be safe. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate everything. Have a great show tomorrow.
I'll do that. Thank you very much. Speaking of tomorrow, the pairing show, in case you didn't know by now, you've been on some desert island somewhere. Pairing shows from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock tomorrow. Greg Rakestraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters bringing you that action. High school basketball tonight, Bar Reeves number 2 in the single-A poll. They beat Southridge 47-43. With me, the head coach at Bar Reeves, Josh Thompson. Coach, thanks so much for the call. What a great win over a tremendous Southridge team tonight.
No, you're right, Coach. Southridge came into the game this year, or tonight, 14-5 on the year. They just had a huge win on the road at Heritage Hills last week, and they've got everybody back and got everybody healthy, and they're a really good basketball team. We didn't play our best basketball the first 19-20 minutes of the game tonight, but Ryan does a great job. Ryan Haywood, the coach of the Raiders, and his kids played really well. Tate Whitehead hit 4 threes on us in the first quarter tonight. And you'd think, Coach, after he made 9 threes on us down there at Southridge last year, we would know who he is.
Right. Well, maybe not.
But, you know, he makes 4 threes on us in the first quarter, and they're up 23-17 at halftime. And they pulled out on us 35-22 at one point in the third quarter. And then our guys just really turned it up a notch defensively. We came back, took the lead on a Braden Epp 3 with about a minute 30 to go. And mm-hmm. then just made enough free throws down the stretch. Landon Miller, reserve guard for us off the bench, came in. And he nailed 4 big free throws down the stretch to keep that lead for us. And then we were led in scoring tonight by Seth Wagler, who had 17. And Seth's just a phenomenal athlete for us, great baseball player, really solid basketball player, mm-hmm. our point guard. And he just wanted the ball the entire third and fourth quarter, and he just mm-hmm. made play after play for us tonight. And then Evan Waymire, our center, our senior center tonight, made some huge baskets, big post moves in the third and fourth quarter, and then got some huge rebounds for us down the stretch. So just overall, a great team win for us tonight over a very, very good Southridge.
Sounds to me like a sectional game. That's like a sectional semifinal game in terms of intensity and back, you know, in the crowd and all. It just has that feel to it.
Yeah, it did. And add to it the fact that tonight was our rescheduled homecoming. So, you know, there were a few extra people in the seats tonight for the homecoming game. But, yeah, you mentioned sectional atmosphere. Ryan and I coached against each other. When he was at Princeton, I was at Vincennes. And then he went to Lagodi, and we coached against each other in the sectional. And, you know, now he's at Southridge. And I'll tell you what, that team's going to have a chance to win the 3A sectional this year, and they've got everybody back for next year. We're thinking about dropping them already, Bob, for next year. We don't want to have
Who won the Queen contest?
Well, tonight was Acacia Stahl. She won the Queen contest, so congratulations to her.
Right.
You know, this is one you talk about like a sexual atmosphere, Bob. Coach Haywood and I went back and forth texting last night, and we said, we got to get this one in. Whether or not, we got to get this one in, because this one's going to make us both better for the tournament.
Josh, I've got to go. Big win by Bar Reeve over Southridge tonight, 47-43. Josh Thompson, good luck next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coach. Be kind to us on that show tomorrow.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Putting a bow on the high school basketball scoreboard, girls semi-state. Here is how everything worked out today and your matchups for the IHSAA Girls Basketball State Finals. Beginning with Class 4A, Lake Central took care of Noblesville 52-36, and then Lawrence Central topped Center Grove 53-40. The battle of the LCs for the 4A state title next week, Lake Central, Lawrence Central. Class 3A, it was Norwell over Bremen 64-20. Defensive effort by Norwell. On the other side, Gibson Southern defeated Danville 63-48 for the 3A crown. Norwell battles Gibson Southern next week. Class 2A, what a run it has been for Fort Wayne Bishop Lures. They defeat Andrean 49-36. They won a football state title in the fall. They have a chance for a girls' hoop state title here in the month of February. But they'll get Brownstown Central, who had no problem with Eastern Hancock 45-29. Have to shout out the Royals, though, from Eastern Hancock. The only overtime game of the semi-state. Eastern Hancock beat Sheridan 62-54, just ran out of gas, and Brownstown Central able to take it down the stretch. Class A, Marquette Catholic by a pair over Clinton Central 72-70, and Lanesville crushed North Central Farmersburg 68-33. Marquette Catholic versus Lanesville next week for the 1A state title. Boys basketball, there are some overtime games to talk about, four to be exact. Fort Wayne North 78, Adams Central 76 in OT. Also in extra time, Indian Creek edged Sullivan 57-55. Overtime, North Vermilion beat South Putnam 66-60. Double OT, South Vermilion 88, Covington 84.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, the legendary Indiana Sports Talk, I would remind everyone. College basketball today, Butler losing to Creighton 79-57. With me, the voice of the Bulldogs, Mark Minner. And, Mark, this was a difficult day for the Dogs. It was a tough matchup with a good Creighton team.
Yeah, a Creighton team that had a lot to say after that 99-98 victory for the Bulldogs back in Omaha on February 2nd.
Yeah.
And they came out of the gates in the second half really strong. Butler led by one, 35-34 at halftime. And they just, to be honest, Coach, dominated the second half. They made it really difficult for Butler's leading scorers to get in the game. And Baylor Shireman had yet another double-double. He's been fantastic, coming off a triple-double in his previous game against Georgetown. And Creighton showed you why they're a top 20 team in the country, the way they controlled things in the second half. And now Butler has to figure out how to regroup and make sure they finish the rest of the regular season slate strong. And look, you go 1-1 against Creighton this season, just couldn't find a way to get it done in the second half.
So that's a great point, because we lose sight of the fact, it's hard to beat a team in that league twice in 1 year.
Yep.
I mean, it's I don't know the stats. I'd be stunned if it happens with any regularity whatsoever. It would be a small number of teams able to sweep a series in that league with anybody. And so you put that in perspective. But it's still disappointing that you get dominated that badly in the second half. And you're at a point in the year where this is not the time to have those kinds of things happen, because your margin for error is slight now in terms of at-large opportunities. And you get the Big East tournament coming up in the not-too-distant future. This is a disappointing loss, to say the least.
Yeah, and it's not, it's not that a loss to Creighton ends your season or anything like that. It's just that it was an opportunity, right? This has been you have those opportunities, especially at home, a great crowd, to try and get this one done here today, and it would relieve pressure on the rest of the season. You don't win this one today, and so that means that you just have to perform down the stretch, right? You're not going to have the other opportunities against top 20 teams. So, you get the win on the road against Creighton and on the road against Marquette. Those are fantastic top 15 wins. You were hoping to try and pick up another one here, notch another quad one victory, not only to help your Big East standings, but also in the metrics and the net, and help give yourself a little cushion late in the season. Now you just you go on the road to Villanova, and you've got the last handful of games in the regular season, and you're looking at figuring out, okay, our margin of error just got a little bit tighter, right? And so we just got to make sure we take care of business at home down the stretch and pick up the games that we need to on the road.
And you played reasonably well in the first half. You're up by one at the half, and you come out and you're a different team. And that's the hard thing to take from, I can tell you, from a coaching standpoint. I mean, you're literally standing there going, who are you guys? Where are those guys I had in the locker room with a 1-point lead? Where did you go? It's why I do radio.
no doubt. A lot easier for me on the microphone. But, I do think that's part of it. That's probably, honestly, over the course of a season, that was probably the toughest half of basketball that we've seen Butler play this season in the second half. I thought the first half was actually pretty good. And Creighton found a way to close it on a 6-0 spurt there to end the first half. They came out and were able to finish that thing strong. But, if you're Butler, You got looks. You just couldn't convert. And Creighton was really efficient. Their leading scorers were incredibly efficient. And you know, Creighton, as you know, is such a difficult team to match up with. They will score quickly off makes or miss. It doesn't matter. They'll push it up the floor. So, you know, in the blink of an eye, if you're not hitting shots, they can go up double digits pretty quickly.
Yeah, and they've never met a shot they didn't like. That's the other thing about it. And
that's absolutely right.
And you know, you're sitting there scratching your head, going, "Did he take? You know, did he just take? Did he mean to take that shot?" And the answer is, yeah. I mean, you run the number. You know how this is. You run the numbers. Right? We want to be a high volume type of team. You got, as a coach and as fans, you have to understand. Sometimes you're going to scratch your head and go, "What are these guys trying to do?" But there's a method to this madness, especially when you have guys who can shoot the ball. You want them to be free and free their minds and just let them go.
Yep, for sure. And you know, Creighton's always been a team too that's played the numbers, right? So they're going to let of course a Butler matchup. This time it was let Jalen Thomas. They're going to say let Jalen Thomas try and hit threes, and he did. And actually, Jalen Thomas played really well offensively. They let Jalen and Posh take shots. They just really limited things for DJ Davis, for Jamil Telford, for Pierre Brooks. And then Creighton was able to knock down the shots they needed to. So for the Bulldogs, it's one that you got to figure out to say, okay, how do we engage Pierre? How do we get DJ? How do we get Jamil back into a more efficient state and pick things up on the road? I thought in the first half, the thing that was really impressive was the way they locked down defensively against Creighton and held them to 34 points in the first half, one of the toughest offenses in the country. The other thing, Coach, that's a theme over the last few games you got to limit is turnovers. Turnovers leading to opportunities for Creighton. Those turn into fast break points. Those turn into to quick buckets and big runs. So, you know, tough one at Hinkle Fieldhouse today, especially in the second half, but still a lot of excitement and enthusiasm about where these Bulldogs sit, and it's a jam-packed Big East conference right now. They are right in the thick of it.
Nova on, is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Tuesday, Tuesday night, 6:30 in Philly is the next one. Then Seton Hall on the road next weekend.
Okay, well, I can't believe it, but it's that time of year. Bulldogs lose today, 79-57 to Creighton, one of my favorites. Mark Minner, the voice of the Dogs. Thanks for staying up late. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend, Mark. Thanks for the call. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. It's a great night. It's anytime Kip Wessner calls, it's always a great night from Hoosier Basketball Magazine, the legendary Hoosier Basketball Magazine. Kip, thanks so much for the call. We know who's playing in Indianapolis for championships next weekend. Tell me about the semi-states from your perspective.
I was at Shelbyville in the afternoon, and I want to tell you about both of those games because it was an overtime game. But real quickly, I want to mention you said something about senior night last night when we talked. At the John R. Wooden, at the John R. Wooden Gymnasium in Martinsville tonight, I had 20 friends and family because my daughter Kayla, a cheerleader, varsity cheerleader, went through. Senior ceremony, and you know how that feeling
I
is
do because I know
I'm
exactly
older,
how that goes.
She's getting older, and it's great to see her move on, but boy, it's still heart wrenching to see it take place. But
no, I remember. Hey, listen, I remember when our daughter Stephanie was a cheerleader here at Franklin Community High School. I was coaching at IUPUI. And senior night, I mean, I remember like it was last night, to be honest. And my wife and I, you know, here I am. I'm at games all the time, and I've seen games and done all this stuff. But I was as emotional that night as I have been in quite a while. Because she's our only child, it was fun. She went on to, you know, to cheer at IUPUI, cheered for the Colts. So you say she's moving on. Steph will tell you she's never moved on from cheerleading, which is fine. But I understand it. I really do. And I can appreciate what you and your wife have gone through because it's one of the toughest nights you'll have, quite frankly.
Well, I had two boys that went through their high school career, and my one son played all three sports. So, you know, that's just par for the course. But when your daughter's the baby, and
It's
just a change of life. But I guess the good part is they're still sectional. There's still another time this year, so we're going
to hold on to
it as long as we can. But what I started to say is Greenfield Central was the team that was in the John R. Wooden Gymnasium, and man, Braylon Mullins, he was outstanding. I mean, they won 80-60, but he was over 20, probably close to 24, 25.
Right.
Hitting from three, driving to the basket, steals. He was very impressive. So,
all right. Hey, you know that music. You got to hang on through this scoreboard update, okay? Because we need to talk more, okay?
Girls basketball.
All right, perfect. We'll come back with Kip Wessner after the scoreboard update with Brendan King on Indiana Sports Talk.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana Scoreboard Update here on Indiana Sports Talk, putting a bow at least on NBA All-Star Saturday night. Team Pacers won the Skills Challenge earlier in the night. That was to kick off everything at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tyrese Haliburton, Benedict Mathurin, and Miles Turner got it done. Mathurin after the Pacers win on ESPN Radio.
It's amazing. It's a great feeling, especially in Indiana. Doing it for my hometown now. So it's a great experience. I'm going home undefeated.
And for a second consecutive year, Damian Lillard, the three-point champion, Mac McClung, the dunk contest winner, representing the Orlando Magic, start at Georgetown. And then Texas Tech All-Star Game tomorrow night. That's at 8 o'clock. And it should be fun. East versus West, back to the old school style. As for college basketball tomorrow, number 2 Purdue visits Ohio State. 1 o'clock start in Columbus. And of course, for the Buckeyes, the game following the firing of Chris Holtmann, the former Butler Bulldog head coach, fired at Ohio State midway through his 7th season. So we'll see what the 14-11 Buckeyes come out like tomorrow. 4-10 in the Big Ten this year. Purdue at 23-2. Also an opportunity for Indiana to get back on track at Assembly Hall. 3 o'clock start against Northwestern. Now, the Wildcats are 17-8, but they are injury-ridden. IU is a point-and-a-half favorite heading into tomorrow for a Hoosiers team that could use a W at 14-10 on the campaign. Should be a terrific sports Sunday. Hope you enjoy it. All-Star Game, college basketball. We'll talk to you next weekend, Indiana Sports Talk.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up tomorrow, in addition to all that Brendan just talked about, is the Pairing Show, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Many of these same great stations and IHSAATV.org. Greg Rakestraw and I will be live from the IHSAA headquarters. Kip Wessner rejoins me talking about girls' semi-states. Okay, we got some great games. We had great games today. We got one defending champ coming back. We know that in Lanesville. But these are, I think it's going to be a great weekend next weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I'd mentioned about the performance I saw from Braden Mullins. I saw two outstanding individual performances at Shelbyville on the girls' side. I mentioned Kenzie Garner from Sheridan last night when we talked. She's a 6-foot junior. She plays point guard, and she was really outstanding in a losing effort, but she was able to get us. They were down one. Sheridan was down one. She got a steal at midcourt, went down, put Sheridan in the lead with one point lead with 10 seconds to go. And Hancock was able to force it into overtime and then went ahead to win. But in the first game, the best of all that I saw was Brady Chambers from Linton. In the first half of the game against Brownstown, she had 15 of the team's 19 points. And she was really good the entire game. She finished with 28 points, but Brownstown Central only scored 3 points in the third quarter. Mm. Now, Brady picked up her third and fourth foul during that stand.
Oh, my.
And Brownstown was really good in the fourth quarter and was able to come from behind victory to advance the championship. And then, as you know, they beat Eastern Hancock, which Eastern Hancock has been so good over the last few years. So that's Shelbyville. semi-state, which we had all four teams ranked in Hoosier Basketball Magazine, really lived up to its billing. But talking about the matchups, we got two number ones from Hoosier Basketball Magazine in 4A Lake. Lawrence Central, number one, and Lake Central, 12. And then in Class A, Lanesville, number one, and Marquette Catholic, 10. Also got a number three in 3A with Norwell, number three, playing against Gibson Southern, who is number seven. And then number eight, Lures, versus number 18, Brownstown Central. So an average of 7.5 in the Hoosier Basketball Magazine rankings for the eight teams, but all eight in the top 18, which – you know, you never know how it all plays out, but the trend, you mentioned Lanesville, the trend over the last six seasons, now this is the seventh season, is a repeat appearance. And so Lanesville will keep that up.
Yeah.
And one little tidbit before we go is Marquette Catholic has, they kind of started this in 18-19 when they won back-to-back titles over Reveille. Well, they don't have any seniors. Like, their top eight are all underclassmen. So Marquette Catholic, with Lawrence Central, who doesn't have a senior in their starting lineup, with Gibson Southern, who their top scorer is a junior, with Brownstown Central, who has four out of five underclassmen. The trend may continue for an eighth year in 2025. But I know we just have to get through next week, but, you know, that's the way Hoosier Basketball Magazine looks at things.
Kip Westner, you're the best. I appreciate it, and I know you've had a long day. Thanks so much for the call. Congratulations to your daughter. Best of luck to you and your wife. And with that, again, I understand it. I look back fondly on those days. I know you do too. Here's what I did. Remember, I'm coaching. And Steph is, wrapping up her senior year as a cheerleader. And I did something that I wasn't sure was going to work. And I told my staff and I told everybody at IUPUI, I said, I will not be at high school games on the nights when my daughter is cheering. I told my wife, I said, I will go to every one of her games her senior year. And
nice.
I did it. It was the best decision I ever made. All right, I got to run. Thanks so much, Kip. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot.
Go pairing show. See you later.
There you go. Thanks. Final break. Some final thoughts. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back, everyone. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Brendan King. What a great job. You're pretty good at this. You know that? You do know that, don't you?
Coach, I'm just honored to be on the show. You know that.
Yeah, we're just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club.
Just happy to be here, just doing my part. I'm the super utility guy, you know?
Right. You know, yeah, I got it. You know, it's the, Bull Durham scene with Nuke and Crash on the bus, and Crash is teaching him how to do interviews. You've seen this. Right.
Well, this is much longer than a 2-minute story, Coach, so I'll give you the condensed version. Bull Durham, the manager role, is based off of Buddy Bailey, my former manager in South Bend. He's the winningest manager in minor league baseball history.
Right.
And he was the coach. He was the manager of the Durham Bulls, and they made Bull Durham off of him, which is pretty cool. So
I like it.
He's the greatest dude.
My Bull Durham story is my grandson Jack was playing Little League baseball up at Haverford Little League in Broad Ripple up in Indianapolis. And he was like maybe six or seven. And so I go up and watch him play and on a Saturday, and I told my daughter, I said, Steph, you need to have Jack call the show. And she goes, what? And I said, have him call the show. We'll talk about, Little League baseball. And I said, here's what you got to do. You got to have him do the Bull Durham speech. So so she teaches him I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. I'm going to take it one game at a time, good Lord willing. Everything will work out, that whole speech. And so he calls me that night, my hand to God, calls me that night, and here's this little six-year-old guy. I said, Jackson, what a great game today. What did you think? How'd it go? And he calls me Grand Bob. He says, Grand Bob, I'm just happy to be here. Hope I can help the ball club. Goes through the speech, line for line, he's perfect. And I have tears in my eyes. I'm laughing so hard I can barely go on. And to this day, it's one of the best interviews I've ever done.
I hope they clip that for you.
Not discounting those that I've Well, you know, my only grandchild.
Yeah, I hope that's on a cassette tape.
It is one of my most prized possessions. All right, so I'm watching IU and Purdue before. I've got this little gig coming up tomorrow afternoon, but I can squeeze in some hoops tomorrow, can't I?
You can, and I wish you and Rake the absolute best. Hope you guys have a lot of fun. But, yeah, you get Purdue at 1, IU at 3.
We always have fun.
And then you can cap off the day with some NBA All-Star. I think that's a pretty good one.
Not a bad day. My wife might have, you know, since I don't spend a lot of time with her in this particular time of the year, she might have dinner plans or something. I'm good with that. So, busy day today. You were great. We had a lot of great games today, and I think the next weekend's girls' tournament will be spectacular, honestly. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, can't wait. Should be fun. Coach, hope you travel safe, and I'll see you in some sunshine about a week from now. Looking forward to that.
I'll see you down there. Brendan King. Great job, Brendan. Thanks so much. Thanks also to Corbin Lingenfelter. Cannot do it without him. Thanks to our great stations around the state that bring you the show every Friday and Saturday night. And thanks to you. For 30 years, you've made us the most listened to sports talk show in our state's history. It is the history-making, legendary Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.